Other than chasing after the kingdom of God, then eventually we're going to get cheats off. Eventually we're going to get disillusioned. Eventually we're going to be less than satisfied. And actually, we can hear stories of celebrities and people who we think have made it, who find themselves lonely and feel themselves, okay, I've achieved everything I was going to achieve, but what now? What was the point of it? Why was it worth it? Jesus came from all the splendour and the riches of being the ruler of the universe. And you can't get bigger and more powerful than that, can you? And he chose to come and live as a human being. To show us what real treasure was. Which is about meeting with people, helping them, healing them, teaching them to show love and justice and mercy and compassion. And Jesus says, look, if you have money as your treasure, then that means you've got one mindset and you'll chase after something. If you're chasing after the kingdom of God, you'll have other values and you'll be chasing after something else. And you have to make a choice as to which you're going to chase after. Is it just going to be the money, or is it going to be something bigger and deeper? That's what we will explore as part of our Christianity Explored course. But the difficulty is that sometimes God calls us actually to be generous with our money, to give back something of what God has given to us, so that actually we might enjoy more abundance. So we have come to this point, where we have asked for you to prayerfully consider what you would like to give to God as far as this building project is concerned. So we're going to take up an offering, and we're going to remain seated. And if you've got things to put in, great. If you haven't got things to put in, well, think, well, what can I do, what can I give to this great project? And honestly, if you haven't got anything today and want to bring your gift next week, it will not be too late. But don't keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, because a day will come when we cannot put these things off anymore. Now, we've played My Lighthouse earlier, which is a Wren Collective song. Now, back in the late part of the last century, when I was a kid, there was no Wren Collective experiment, but there was a band called Iona, who all the teenagers were following, and I, at one point, had one of their albums on cassette. And the message of this particular song, and I thought I'd show you it, because if nothing else, you could smile at the cheesy late 1980s video that goes with it. But the sentiment is what Jesus is on about in this part of Matthew. That where your treasure is, there is your heart. And you could go and spend your life worrying about all kinds of different things. But actually, if your heart is in Jesus, then you can give knowing that he's got your back, that actually eternity is ours, and all the riches that we feel that we have in this life will pale into insignificance compared with what God has got in store for us. So we'll take a part of them and enjoy Iona with their song, Treasure. all the good gifts that you have given to us. And we thank you that you have moved the hearts of your people to give, that we can bless our community. And we praise you that you will be with us in this venture. Amen. We have given generously to God, and God promises that he will give generously back to us. I have in here a piece of paper. I just wonder whether Tegan, would you like to come in and read what's on this piece of paper for the congregation? Oh, you're so good at reading, Tegan. No? Come on, Ali. Some pirate treasure that you feel that you'd like to give to God, do come and bring it. If you decide you want to keep all your pirate treasure for yourself, then don't come up, because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. No, you've got to come on. My God has given you legs. Give them out. And that's it. If we go hunting for our treasure just for ourselves, well, we will get something. But if we allow God to use the treasure of our lives, the treasure of our hearts, as well as the treasure of our wallets, what more amazing place, and what more of an amazing world we could be living in together. Our time of worship is coming to an end. We're going to sing a song of praise to God for his great love for us. That whatever we can give to him, he can give us back abundantly, and his love lasts forever. So, for this day, let us give our praise and our thanksgiving to God as we sing his love endures forever. Let's stand and serve.
Where is he going?